Hello and welcome to Mashley at the Movies. I'm Matt.
I'm Ashley.
And in this episode, we're going to talk about a new movie. Just came out a week ago. It's called ISS. Stands for International Space Station. Ashley's going to tell us about it.
Yeah, so ISS stars Ariana DeBose as Kira. She's an astronaut who, as the movie opens, is making her first trip to the International Space Station, along with another astronaut named Christian, played by John Gallagher Jr. Once there, they meet another American astronaut who's already living up there and three Russian astronauts. And they're not up there for long before they notice on the surface of the Earth what appear to be giant explosions. And both the American team and the Russian team, they have their own kind of independent connections to the ground. And both teams are kind of told to take control, that there's basically war has broken out, and they need to take control of the International Space Station. Now, you know, these people are, you know, mostly have become friendly, so this is a very awkward situation and very tense situation. So the movie kind of just shows what plays out. What did you think about it?
I really like this movie. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I mean, our film criticism doesn't exist in a vacuum, so I have to take note. I mean, it's kind of been getting a bit slammed online for various reasons, but I know one of them has been people thought it was slow or boring or something, or kind of just people didn't like the ending or whatever. I was fine with all that. It's like 95 minutes long, and I felt like it went by really quickly. Mm-hmm. So I felt like it went by at a good clip. It's directed by Gabriella Copperthwaite. And so I think the direction's good. I mean, it's a very tense film. It's a thriller, I would say. You know, it's in very closed quarters. This all takes place on the International Space Station, you know, which is a real thing. We have that up there with Americans and Russians. And the acting's all good. I mean, there's really good performances. You mentioned, you know, Ariana DeBose, and there's also Chris Messina, John Gallagher Jr., Mashkova. It's only got like six actors in it. Mm-hmm. And then there's some voices you hear from the very, very end. I think you hear some voices, but yeah, it's just the six of them. It's a bit of a chamber piece, as they say. Mm-hmm. And yeah, no, it kept my interest. The score is by Ann Nicotin, and it does a lot of work here, mm-hmm. but it in a good way. My only caveat I'll mention, I mean, this is not going to change. This is not a world changing film. I mean, it's, you know, it's not high art or anything like that, but it for what it is, I think it does it well. My only caveat maybe might be it is basically just an hour and a half long. And I checked my watch. It spent the first 20 minutes just kind of getting like, you know, we sort of see this stuff through the eyes of Ariana DeBose's character and sort of getting her acclimated to life on this space station, meeting the characters, having the characters interact with, you know, like sharing a meal together or a drink or maybe a small bit of tension. Anyway, that goes on for like 20 minutes. And, you know, we know from the trailers and folks listening know from your brief description there, yes, war breaks out. And, you know, in the trailers, we see like the big flashes of light or the nuclear detonations, I guess, happening on the Earth. So there's like a scene, like, I don't know, 10 minutes in or 15 minutes in, where they're in the cupola, the little section of the space station where you can look out and look down at the Earth. And I'm like, okay, here it comes. Here's that moment. But no, it's just they have the overview effects moment. Mm-hmm. And then you go back to work. And I was like, oh. And then, yeah, 20 minutes in, things kick off. And my only thing with that is I would say I appreciate the whole, like, getting to know the characters aspect. But that first 20 minutes did drag a little for me. I maybe would have tried to some way tighten that up. But like I said, you know, when you're spending almost a third of your movie just with people sitting around chatting, I feel like, you know, you could tighten that up a bit. Yeah. But no, I mean, otherwise, I thought this was really well acted, really well put together. Yeah, I don't really have, aside from what I just mentioned, I don't have really any complaints.
It's interesting that those first 20 minutes didn't bother me so much. I enjoyed kind of getting to know the characters. But what I think doesn't work is the fact is what happens later. I feel like because we got to know these characters in that first 20 minutes, the things that those characters do later in the film was a little less believable. I felt like things would have gone a different path. I feel like they were trying to have kind of this dramatic plot, and that kind of unfolded in a way that wasn't completely convincing, given those first 20 minutes. That's my only complaint, because I don't really have a complaint about the pacing. I think it was fine. I think it did serve to build some tension, and yeah, it didn't bother me at all. And like you said, it's only like 90, 95 minutes long. It did not seem like a very long, it did not overstay its welcome. I thought the actors were all really good. They weren't, you know, necessarily the most deeply drawn characters, but we kind of get a sense of their personalities. I don't know. There was a sense of, you know, friendship. And again, that's that first 20 minutes. There's a sense of friendship among them.
Camaraderie.
I have a feeling that the budget of this film was fairly modest. But I think they did a good job with what they had. I mean, it looks convincing on the inside. It looks like, you know, the pictures that you may have seen of the International Space Station, it looks real. There were some times when they were floating around that I was like, oh, they're pretty obviously on a harness here, and they've just kind of digitally removed the wires and stuff. But I don't know, I kind of got past that. And, you know, the exterior shots, and it was obviously a lot of CGI going on, but and I thought it was amusing too, because eventually the Earth just becomes like this big fireball. And I don't know if that's what would happen during a nuclear war.
That was very disconcerting.
It was very disconcerting. But yeah, it looked like the entire planet was on fire. But, you know, aside from that, I thought it was a suspenseful, tense, interesting movie. Nothing earth shattering, but it was good. It was fine.
Yeah. No, you brought up the Earth thing. So yeah, in the background, after war breaks out, you know, in the background of the ISS, you see the Earth, and yeah, at least it looks like a good half of it is on fire, like, you know. And that was just so disconcerting, because you know you hear about the overview effect where people go into space and they see the Earth and you know the whole thing, and it's just kind of, you don't see the borders at all. It's sort of a realigning of your your perspectives. And while obviously I haven't done that, you know, it's seeing in a movie where, you know, you have special effects that show that, you know, yeah. And you just look at it, you're like, wow, what a beautiful little blue ball we live on. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, to see it burning was just disconcerting, sad. And yeah, the way they depict the war in this movie, I mean, several, it's not just like a nuclear warhead going off in one particular location. It's like all over, which I don't know if that's how it'll go down in real life. I hope we never find out. But yeah, I don't disagree with you that the budget was probably comparatively low for this movie, but I thought all the special effects looked good. Now I did wonder, in the interior scenes when they're sort of, you know, floating, I did wonder how they were doing that. I thought maybe, cause you know, sometimes I watch behind the scenes features on movies, and sometimes when they do that stuff, they're on a set and they tilt it in a certain way, so it looks like you're, you know, there's no like real right side up in there. But maybe they did what you're talking about. And I thought the spacewalk stuff, like there's, you know, scenes outside of the space station, I thought those looked convincing. I would be very curious to watch this on a TV, because every now and then there'll be a movie where I'll see it at the theater and I'm like, you know what, this looks good. You know, and you know that there's some special effects going on, but it's like, wow, I'm convinced. And then like a few months later, I'll see it on TV and I'm like, yikes. And I don't know what it is from going from the big screen to the small screen and why it would look better on one versus the other. But this is one where I'm curious. I would just curious to see, do these effects for me anyway still hold up on the small screen? So, yeah.
Yeah. Like you said, I feel like the effects were decent enough. I certainly wasn't looking at them and thinking, wow, this is awful. And it wasn't taking me out of the movie or anything. You mentioned one of the issues that people have is the ending. Of course, we won't go into the ending, but I'll just say I liked the ending. I was fine with it.
Yeah, I was fine with it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what would you give this out of 10?
I will give this a 7.2.
Okay. I will give it an 8. So our score is a 7.6, and that is ISS. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.